This is Dr. Frederick Kuhansky, with patient Marie Frederick, and she was history of pulmonary hypertension. So last week, she was magnetic on the cell. Dr. Nelson, patient with blood pressure, patient with electric current, Dr. Patient Kuhansky, biopsy instrument, lumbar spine, Kuhansky, patient got the sound, but then the patient blood pressure, it's covered by electrolytes. Think about it. Thank you. Pulmonary pressure, pulmonary pressure, this is taken by picture. In the cecum, I'm seeing the polypoid mass just across from ileocecal valve. In the cecum, with the broad waist, certainly it could not be removed completely with the regular conventional colonoscopy. I did the biopsy of that. I'm very suspicious. Could this be already having the high-grade dysplasia happening? And because initially the polypoid mass, I'm going to refer the patient for colonoscopy with the endoscopy and close the resection. Coming out, rest of the colon was a remarkable patient, a tortuous colon some fair prep, small amount of cephalic rectum retrofession from her, grade 2 intrahepatic bleeding scheduled. Did not see some there were some anal attacks, no diversity, more pressure, pressure, not complicated. Prior colonoscopy of the cecum, number 2, tortuous colon and fair prep. Number 3, a large polypoid mass noted in the cecum across from ileocecal valve at a very tight angle with a wide base. Raises suspicion of high-grade dysplasia / proximal anxiety. But because of the nature of the polypoid mass, I'm going to start with the colonoscopy, with colonoscopy, and send the patient for advanced colonoscopy with the endoscopy and cause the resection of the polypoid mass. Number three would be colonoscopy of the cecum, and the grade 2 intral hemorrhage. Recommendation, away from the biopsy of the polypoid cecal mass, number 2, we'll send the patient for advanced colonoscopy with endoscopy and mucosal resection. And the further follow-up recommendation will be dependent on the histopathology of this polypoid mass. If it appears to be well contained and the margins are clear and the polypectomy area clear, if that polypectomy area appears to be neoplastic, high dysplasia noted on the endoscopy for the resection and the pathology, then we refer the patient for a cecectomy, selective cecectomy. Discussing this in great detail with the patient with the diagrammatic illustration, and I'm going to refer the patient to Dr. Shyam, S-H-Y-A-M, Shyam Varadarajalu, for advanced colonoscopy with endoscopy for the resection. And surveillance colonoscopy will be depending on the histopathology of polypoid mass resection. And the nutrition, please send a copy to patient primary care provider. And Dr. Naveen Darakshan, Darakshan, and copy Dr. Farhan Sadi, copy Dr. Shyam Varadarajalu. Their procedure was July 18th to 22nd. They changed July 18th to 22nd. Patient option, thanks.